Everything's fine. Everything's completely fine. I didn't stay out late last night, and my brain's completely free and cloud free, and I'm here and I'm ready for it.
You just keep telling yourself that.
Guys, I'm fine. I swear I'm fine, and I'm going to battle through this one. I was a birthday boy this week.
Yeah, it was Josh's birthday during the week. So for those who didn't know, happy birthday to Josh. Send him a really nice happy birthday, belated birthday message. Maybe even a couple of songs in there.
That's true. Sing to me in the DMs.
Serenade
if you guys
Josh
can.
In the DMs.
Yes. No, we had a celebration last night.
We did.
Pizzas. We played Goon of Fortune and it was classy. So I'm doing a lot better than I thought I would be. Marnie's probably going to have to carry a lot of this
one. I'm great. I didn't partake in Goon of Fortune, so.
But you got to watch Goon of Fortune.
I did. It was an eye-opening experience. Mm. First time I've ever seen it. I didn't know what it was.
This is real culture.
I was wearing all white and there was no like white wine available. Mm. So red wine or white outfit, I was a hard pass.
Well, I understand that completely. But I carried the torch for that one. But I'm up and about and I thought I'd be a lot more, you know, dead.
Well, it wouldn't be up and about. We're recording our first pod together for the year.
Well, that is true and that's exciting. Speaking of exciting, Marnie,
we have news.
We have an exciting announcement to make. We're engaged. No, we're not engaged. No, we're not
engaged. Too soon.
Too soon, that's right. Yeah, it's only been a few weeks. Is that too soon to get engaged? Probably. Anyway, we have a very exciting thing to announce to you guys. I've teased it a tiny little bit because I was nervous to tell everybody.
We're doing a live show. Sorry, I had to.
No, it's fine. I'm excited also. No, we're doing a live show. We're doing a live podcast on the 25th of February at Bonehead Brewing in Kensington.
Can't wait. We'll have the North Closer Tour Flag Boys there.
Correct.
And a very, very, very special guest, podcast favourite.
Who is it?
Charlie Comben
will be there. Will you be there, Marnie?
I'll be there too.
So we're going to rank order of special guests. Marnie 1, Gap, Charlie, Gap, and then the rest don't matter.
We may even have some special merch.
Well, we've got some voice notes about that, Marnie.
Oh, do we really?
We do. So, very exciting stuff. We hopefully will put out tickets and things like that in the next week.
We will put out tickets probably in the next week. Just keep across socials and we'll keep everyone posted. But we are so excited. I don't think either of us thought that, you know, we'd be doing this 6 months ago, had you told us? So
No, definitely not.
We can't wait.
No, it's thanks to you guys for listening as well and all being part of it. I don't know. It's gone well. So we're going to do it live and we're going to get you guys along. So we'll do a season preview live. We'll get audience participation. We're trying to get together some prizes and things like that. So, yeah, and we can all meet Chom and hang out with him and he's a good bloke and have some beers.
And
which
meet
is pretty
Josh
cool.
And hang out with Josh.
Yeah. I'm also there,
that
I guess.
That is the most important
No.
None of this would be possible without you, so.
Stop it, mate. No, not now the camera's on. I'm all embarrassed. We ranked the order of important guests, Marnie and then Chom and then who cares. So, that is happening. I'll give you more details as we have them. But live podcast, 25th of February, pre-season. That's peak pre-season.
Little North Sunday sesh.
Sunday sesh.
Everyone can make it.
Absolutely. So tickets will be fairly cheap. So grab a ticket, come along, hang out, have a drink, talk North, win some stuff. And yeah, we can all just hang out and be friends.
Can't wait.
Which is so nice.
I'm so excited.
But pleasantries aside, it's time to get serious.
All right, let's rock and roll. What are we doing today?
Well, we're going into different territory once again, Marnie, where I've got voice messages and I asked you guys for all of your voice notes to send in with your North Melbourne hot take for 2024. You guys did pretty well. We got a bunch of them. I got some written down as well. So we're going to react to hot takes live on the Further North podcast. Will this be a shambles? Probably, but that's okay. Marnie hasn't heard any of them.
I
did go through them just to make sure there was no expletives and hate speech and all that sort of stuff.
I actually did want to add, I lied. I thought that I didn't have a hot take before we started recording, but one's actually come to me.
You've got a North Melbourne hot take.
I've got a further north hot take.
Oh, no. What is it? Go on.
Josh will be in love with Aiden Corr by the end of the season.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No, Marnie. No. I'm not going to get turned like you got turned, okay? I'm not that weak.
We need like a bet, I think.
Yeah.
I think we need a bet. If you guys have any suggestions, I think Josh, okay, here's the bet.
Okay.
If you, and you have to be honest with me as
no,
well.
No, I'll be honest.
If you are in love with Aidan Corr by season's end, you have to shout me dinner. And if you're not in love with Aidan Corr by season's end, I will shout dinner.
Okay. In love is the goal. Not like he's good, but I'm not like fully on board. Like I've got to be like, he's really good now.
You're going to be won over. I feel okay. like.
I've got to be won over.
My version of it is like, oh my God, I'm in love with him. But yours might be like, yep, he deserves a salt, like a spot in the 22.
Yeah, but what if he's the 22nd best player in that 22?
He's in the 22.
He needs to be in our top two defenders, I think. He needs to be a solid, you know, reliable guy for the vast majority of the season.
Okay. You well, heard it here first. You guys can...
I agree to the bet.
Okay, cool.
Listeners, please monitor this and keep
Let
me accountable.
Yeah, please keep Josh honest.
And Marnie too. She's dodgy, so you never know what's going to go on.
I can't wait for my free dinner.
I had a bet with Big Ant last year and you know how that went.
Yes,
so,
true.
I'm in good form right now.
You are. You're okay. 1-1 so far.
Let's just get straight into
let's do it.
The voice notes. Did you listen to the podcast last week?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of my hot takes?
Yeah, interesting. I'm just excited for the season.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I'm also excited
I'm
for the season.
I'm getting ready.
Who's your – they're training the house down right now sort of person? Every team's got one guy that's training the house
Cam
down.
Cam Zerha.
Yeah, it's Zerha, isn't it?
You know how he looks?
You know, he's a strapping lad.
Yeah, he looks good.
He's no stringer body on him, that's for sure.
No. He's looking good.
He's got that Jai Simkin rig now. Just unbelievable.
That's what we like to see.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, enough of that. Let's get into the voice messages. First up, here we go. From North Melbourne, closer to a flag. Let's have a listen to this one and get our reaction.
Okay.
Howdy, gentlemen and gentlemans. This is Admin One from Close to a Flag, and my hot take is that Kangas will beat the Dogs in 2024.
Ooh.
That's like a manifestation. Mm. That's like a wish list thing. I don't know if that's a hot take.
Nothing. It's the coldest take I've ever heard, Admin One.
I just want that to happen no, so bad.
They've been our bogey side for a long time. When was the last time we beat them? Was that Jack Siebel winning goal?
That was one of the best games I've ever been to. That's one of my Roman empires.
Yeah, one of my Roman empires. What do you think of this take then? What do you think the chances are we beat the Dogs finally?
I don't think it's unreasonable.
I rate the Dogs though. I've did a little ladder prediction not long ago and I did tip them back in the top eight. But I know a lot of people that are very, very down
I
on the Dogs.
I think the thing with the Dogs is the way they are on paper compared to the reality of them.
That is
like
true.
Like chalk and cheese.
That is true.
I think on paper they're probably one of the best lists in the competition, but it just doesn't seem to...
Because when I think about their midfield's really good, their forward line should be so much better. And their defence, they've got solid defenders. Maybe not the strongest defence, but I think they're pretty good.
Their midfield is so strong that it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think they're weak in any department, but yet they don't make the...
I hope it comes true.
I also hope that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a manifest, that's like a wish list.
Should
like
we rate the takes as we say them out of 10? Okay, of spice level.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on then. What is it out of 10? Spice level?
Maybe like a 6.
I was going to say 6.
I don't think it's going to happen as much as okay. I'd like it to.
Yes.
So.
Okay, the spice level is ranking is to do with how much we think it's going to happen / how spicy the take was.
Okay.
Okay, next one here. Brighton's hot take. Here we go.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Marnie. It's Brighton Isles here. My hot take for 2024 for North Melbourne is that Harry Sheasel will win an All-Australian jumper.
Oof.
Being predominantly in the forward line and will kick roughly 30 to 40 plus goals. Keep up the great work and go North.
Wowee.
Love that.
Thank you, Brighton. There's a lot to unpack.
There is.
There's
so
a lot to unpack.
You've got the All-Australian jumper.
All-Australian jumper.
Spending a lot of time in the forward line.
Forward line, yeah.
And then 30 to 40 goals.
Yeah, so I did in my own hot takes, I did say that they're – that I think Sheez is going to play predominantly midfield.
Yeah.
I just think he's too good. And if they're, he could be our best player by the end of the season.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think he moves away from the back line. I think that's probably most likely going to happen.
Well, apparently we're sticking everybody off half back. So there's only two half back spots in the team and we've got about 14 blokes who are about to do it. McCurge's coming off half back. Braden George is meant to be coming off half back.
It's probably just a good way for them to learn.
I understand.
By the sounds of things.
Yeah. Anyway, this wasn't the question. So... So, how many goals do you think he will kick? I would say I don't think he's going to kick that many only because I think he's going to play a lot in the midfield because of his skill level. But what about all Australian? Let's go that first. Is he going to make all Australian?
No.
Ooh.
I'm not being harsh. He plays for North Melbourne.
It's not what my heart says.
He plays for North Melbourne.
Mm.
Yeah. North Melbourne players don't very rarely get the All Australian honour.
Nick Larky.
No, I said very rarely. Yeah, I know. I didn't say never. I stopped myself there.
That's true. I don't think it's a bad shout. I don't know. But I guess that position he's going to play, I think he's going to play, has got some absolute stars in it. So I would say maybe not, but that's why it's a hot take.
Yeah. Squad? I wouldn't rule out squad, like the 40. The 40? Initial 40.
Yeah, okay. I think maybe the 40. Yeah.
But I don't know if he'll make the final team.
Okay. Well, I would say that part of the take is piping hot.
Yeah.
Because
I rate that.
That's a hot take.
That's a good 9 out of 10.
Predominantly forward line. Personally, I don't think so. Where do you think he's going to play?
I think he'll rotate. I think I could see him and Zerha rotating.
Yeah, that's
through
a good
the
shout.
Midfield and the forward. Mm. Because I think both of them, I mean, if Zerha, and again, just come back to Zerha, you know, training the house out, he looks in incredible form. And yeah. So, and he spent quite a bit of time in the midfield in 2023. So I could really see the two of them kind of like subbing in and out.
Mm. Okay.
So that's something I could see. Okay. I think he'll kick a fair few goals.
Mm.
He's that, the thing with Shees, and I think that Paul Curtis is the other player that really has that in terms of our forwards. He's got the X factor.
Yeah.
You know, if you do need someone to kind of light up the forward line for a good, you know, 20, 30 minutes, I mean, we saw against the Swans with the interchange debacle, RIP.
We've left that in last year. We don't talk about that anymore.
We're talking about it because Sheasel's last quarter was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
And he almost won the game off his own boot.
That is true. And I think he's going to do that a lot more. Yeah, so, I think that's a good shout with Zerha and Shees rotating.
So I reckon overall that takes probably like a 7.5 out of 10.
I felt like Clarko last year was dabbling with Paul Curtis in the midfield, and I think he's such a bad kick that please don't play him there. Like, just play him in the forward pocket and just leave him there, please, because I don't want to see any of
Clarko,
him on the
if you're
wing.
Watching or listening.
He's probably listening. I'd say not on the YouTube, but Clarko would be a podcast guy.
You reckon?
Yeah. He'd have
I'll
the
ask
audio.
Him next time I see him.
Oh, must be nice. All right. Let's go to James Duke's take. It better be spicy.
Hey, mate. My hot take is that Tarryn Thomas will leave.
Ooh.
And we will be better off for it.
Ooh.
Well, that's hot.
That's a really
well, that's a 10 really out of 10 spicy take.
That's a really hot take.
Break it down, Marnie.
I could see him leaving, and I said this last year.
Will he leave? Come on.
It's too early. It's too early to tell.
No one's going to hold you to this. The internet isn't like that.
I don't know. This is the one issue, the fact that it's the first time I've processing it.
Big hot take.
I could see him leaving. Do I think we'll be better off if he does leave? It really depends. There's actually a lot. It's a lot to unpack.
It's a lot to unpack.
Just like kind of a one-worded or one-sentence sort of answer.
I'm a Tarryn backer. With what he did at the last half of last year,
yeah.
I think we all agree he's probably our most talented player.
He finished in the top 10 in our best and fairest, and he played what, like 12 games or something?
Yeah, like barely any games. So I don't think we'd be better off with a player like that not in our team. He's had his off-field stuff. I think he's moved past that, and clearly, you know, nothing else has come up. He's been part of the group. He seems fairly committed to everybody. First in goal celebrations. He seems like he's keeping himself in shape. He's training hard. I know he's got his groin surgery, which apparently he's a little bit behind on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like Tarryn's going to have a massive year, and I think he will re-sign. That was one of my hot takes last week as well. I think he will re-sign, and I've said I think he's more likely to re-sign than Zerha. It is a hot take on my end, though. Do I fully believe it? I'm not sure, but that would be where my
opinion
lies.
I don't think it's
lies.
As clear as daylight. Like when we were talking about Mackay early on last year, I think everyone pretty much was like, yeah, he's gone pretty much straight away. I don't think this is as – I think this is quite murky. Can we revisit this? We should revisit this halfway through the year.
Yeah, see how they're going.
Yeah, update on the hot takes. Yeah, I can present an argument either way. Do I think we'd be better off? No.
Mm.
I agree with you on that one. I think he's
way too talented.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the club can bring out like off field. I think that he is in a good environment where they really can bring the best out of him. They've been so supportive of him up until this point.
If there's any club that's going to be a good place and a good system for sort him to be in. I think it's North, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not around those bigger egotistical players at the bigger clubs and that sort of stuff. So I think North's the right environment for him. All reports he's doing really, really well. And
I think if he's come so far to this point, then I can really see it getting better. But will he stay or leave? That is something we probably have to digest a bit later on in the year. I don't think it's really – there's like a clear either way for me yet.
True. All right.
Hot take though. Really rate that.
Yes, absolutely. Here we go. Here's Robert's take.
First one for the year. Hey, Kane Corns, get stuffed.
Cornsy, if you're listening, hello.
Kane, if you're listening, get stuffed, mate. No, I love it. That is the spiciest take I've ever seen. Oh, it's ice cold because, yeah, everyone sort of agrees. Get stuffed, Kane.
I like Kane Corns.
Don't
ignore me.
Yeah, I do. I try to a lot of the time. I'm really hard sometimes. I love the take. No, any Kane Corn slander is more than welcome on the Further North podcast.
No, it's not. Play nice.
You, Kane Corns, and Aiden Corr can go and have your little group together somewhere else, Marnie, not on this podcast.
We will.
Good.
Fine.
I don't care. Let's not break up now because we've got more hot takes.
Wait till the end of the
show. That is true.
Wait till the end of the show.
We'll fight off camera. Okay, Jared Lane, here we go.
Hey, Josh and podcast listeners, my hot take. Yeah, this is Jared from Tassie. My hot take for 2024 is Cooper Harvey and Jackson Archer. Finally, a 1-2 father-son punch. Bang. They come on in 2024 and set the league on fire.
Cooper Harvey and Jackson Archer set the league on fire, the father-son combo. Break this one down,
Marnie. Interesting. I don't see it.
Ooh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm really sorry.
Go on. Give us the rundown.
I'm not actually sold on either of them yet.
I'm definitely more sold on Jackson Archer.
Well, he's had more time in the system. 100%.
100%. I think the spot he can play is a big void in our team.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want him in the 22 for round one personally.
But I'd like to see both of them have an opportunity to prove themselves.
Cooper Harvey, unfortunately, is in that position of the gluttony of half forwards we've got. And he's probably at the bottom of that pile. I would say if Cooper Harvey is playing that consistently, we're injured.
But I think our forward line, with the exception of Larky, is up for grabs.
I agree. But if we're going to rank who is probably first in the order of where the forwards
are coming. The only other person I would have as a lock, provided that he's not injured, is Eddie Ford, because I assume that Dylan Stevens will take his spot on the other wing opposing from Bailey Scott.
Mm.
So I would definitely have Eddie. I think Eddie Ford had a really great year.
You think Eddie Ford's
year.
More of a lock than Paul Curtis?
Yeah.
Really?
He's more reliable. He's a more consistent performer than Paul Curtis.
Yeah, I would agree. But I think Paul Curtis has a higher potential.
I agree with that, but I think – and I think they should both start.
I also agree with that.
but
we can't also start then like – look, Zerha in this half-forward role, I'm not about it. Like, we need another forward up there. But, you know, you got Zerha who plays that role, then Dersma, then Cooper Harvey. Jaden Stevenson, I think, can have a massive year as
Stevo,
well.
Yeah, Stevo, I think, will have a big year as well.
So, I don't know.
But it's a good problem to have.
It is.
And I don't want – someone walking in, and this is no disrespect to either of them, and I just don't want someone walking to the side because his surname is Archer or Harvey.
No, I agree with that.
And I don't think either of them have done enough to prove that they're a lock in the 22.
No, I agree.
Have they done enough to prove they deserve another chance? Yes. Do I think either of them are a lock? No.
Mm. Very level-headed, Marnie. You're very, very wise.
Well, I didn't have a big night last night, so.
Okay, well.
I was responsible.
You should have told me to be responsible.
No, it was your birthday.
That is true.
I'm there to influence the party.
Encourage to do awful things.
Yeah, of course.
Hot take from Jared then.
It was a very hot take.
A very hot
take.
I also
loved the dramaticness of the memo.
It's theatre. It's what we say in the industry, Marnie.
The industry.
Theatre. Absolutely. Theatrics. Jared, I'm going to say 9 out of 10 hot take.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 hot take.
Yep. Even though I disagree with it, I thought it was still a pretty good take.
You're allowed to disagree.
Thank you.
We're all friends here. Sunil Joseph, big take, a big client of the barbershop too. Say hello to the two young fellas for me, okay? Here's the hot take.
Hey, it's Sunil here. Here's my hot take for the Further North podcast. I reckon in 2024, North Melbourne will be challenging Carlton and upsetting them in the Good Friday special.
Watch out.
Agree.
Oh, so quick
hard
on that
agree.
One.
Hard agree, because we should have beaten them in round four if it wasn't for the umpires screwing up in the third quarter.
Now, Dylan, don't hate me for saying this. If it wasn't for Aiden Bonner and Aiden Corr being our two best defenders, I reckon we absolutely could have won.
Don't talk about Aiden Corr like that.
Okay, here's a hot take for you. I think – oh, no, you're going to hate me so much. I think Aiden Corr is still closer to Aiden Bonner than he is to, like, a Griffin Loke.
Bigger night than I thought.
Oh, no. Anyway, that's not the hot take. Let's not do this now, Marnie.
My hot take, we should bring back Jasper for 2024.
Yeah, true. Wow. And Jared Pollock. So, hot take. Are we going to beat Carlton?
Yeah.
How many points?
100%. Four goals.
Four goals.
Yeah.
We're going to beat the Blues.
If you take away that 15-minute patch in the third quarter where
I agree.
Harry Mackay and Charlie Curnow were gifted four goals.
Well, Harry Mackay also hit the post from the goal score.
They were gifted four goals from free kicks. And yeah. I'm not saying the free kicks weren't there, because they probably
were.
Very
soft.
But they were really soft, and they probably weren't really paid every single time for the rest of the game.
Chom's not letting that happen.
It was just in that little patch, you know. And I think if you take that, and it's all well and good to say that, but if you take out that patch out of the game, we would have beaten them on Good Friday. And you're right. It was out Mackay and Loke, who are our two best defenders at the time.
Mm.
I mean, classic stitch up.
It is. No, I
agree. Completely agree with that.
I did a little ladder prediction. I'm going to put that out at some point before the season. But I think Carlton will be higher on the ladder, but I think there's a massive, massive possibility that they don't make the eight.
Well, the other thing with Carlton, and this is not a Carlton podcast, but the first half of last year, they were really slow to get off the ground.
Yeah,
and
we've just forgotten how average their first half of the season is. They've done no recruiting,
kind of
same coach.
Sail.
Yeah. And they only just scraped by a depleted Demons and Swans team. And then they came up against a real team and got absolutely
embarrassed. But I think they'll take that. I rate Carlton.
I like Carlton.
And I think they'll take that momentum. I still think they make the eight
I think they will too.
And I think they take that momentum into next season.
I just don't like how certain everybody is on it. You know what I mean?
I still think we can beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Because also, we weren't playing our best footy early on last season either.
Well, yeah. I mean, that wasn't that patch we probably were, because we won the first couple. But those two wins at the start of the season last year weren't good wins. They were like real gritty, hard-fought slugfests.
They were good.
They were good for my soul, anyway. Beggars can't be choosers,
I will definitely just take what I can get at this point.
Yes, and I completely agree with that. My point more is I don't think it was the most free-flowing football we've ever played.
Yeah,
we definitely looked better against the Bombers and the Saints and obviously the Suns in the last round than we did in those first two rounds. So, you know, as much as I loved hanging on by a point against the Dockers, they were pretty average all year, and I didn't come away from that game going, we're great. Well, I did. But realistically, I did. I did say we were going
to.
I did say the lid was off.
All the lids in my house away.
I think I did say that we're going to be 3-0, and then we got done by the Hawks next week. So fantastic by me. But anyway, a good take.
Really good take.
So you don't think it's a hot take because you believe it?
I completely agree with it.
Wow.
But that's what makes it good, because
okay.
I agree.
Okay.
And I'm right.
Remember, guys.
This is how happy marriage works, right?
Yes, we compromised and we did what Marnie wanted. The usual
happy wife, happy life.
Yeah,
I think that's how
it
goes.
It seems to be. All right. Liv, here we go. The hot take from Liv. Let's get this one going.
Hi, Josh and Marnie. It's Lavinia. My 2024 hot take is that Cal Dawson will play 10 games or more. I can't explain it. It's just a weird gut feeling.
A weird gut.
I
look
love
at the smile
one.
On your
I
face.
I love this one.
A weird gut feeling.
He played really well. He got himself a contract extension on one 7 out of 10 performance.
It was weird. I don't even know. I think it was 6.5.
I think it's a no-brainer because we don't have Griffin Loke.
I disagree with Liv.
Okay.
I think.
Sorry, Liv.
Sorry, Liv. And me and Liv did talk about this a little bit when she sent through the hot take. I think that if we're ranking, and we're doing a lot of ranking in players in positions here, but I love this. I live for this stuff. I think Comyn's going to be our best defender. Okay. I think under that, We know my core feelings, but my core message here, I think Aiden Core could be two or three. Say Griffin Logue, Aiden Core. No, just say just in the defense, in the defenders,
okay,
what
so
I would want to put.
Charlie number one.
Charlie will be our best defender.
Even with Griff full fit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
Ice cold, Marnie. Ice cold. Chom, 200 centimeters, athletic. I've seen what, like, even what Majak did when he went back there, Robbie Tarrant did. He's got that same archetype of player.
I hope that's what he becomes.
And the thing we were missing in defense wasn't, you know, distribution from the back half or someone to float into the spaces to intercept Mark. It was someone who could match up on a Charlie Curnow, on a Tex Walker and stop them.
And he's very agile.
He's very agile and he's got the body size to be able to do it. I think he'll be our most important defender. I'd put Logan Core next. After that, there's a debate, right?
Okay.
Because you've got Pink, Biggie and Callan Dawson for those next three spots. And these are the three I wanted to talk about. I think if I'm putting those in a tier of which one I would want to see in the team first,
So after the top three.
After those ones.
Okay.
I would probably say Biggie, Toby Pink, then Callan Dawson. And my reason there is I think Biggie is showing a lot of, seems to be showing a lot on the track.
But is he ready?
He's played more AFL than Toby Pink and he's played a little bit less than – these three combined have played like five AFL games. So let's not assume that they're all ready to come in and do anything. Toby Pink could be great and I – you know, but he also could be – he's never played in the AFL.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Biggie – I would want him to get a shot first out of all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then Toby. Callan, I don't know. I think he's exactly what Aiden Core is. I don't see what he does that Aiden Core doesn't do and I do think Aiden Core is – obviously better and more proven.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure about Callan.
I have not.
But I like Callan.
I like Cal. The thing with Cal Dawson, which confuses me, is in the five or six games he's played, I always feel like I've been impressed with him.
But are you sure? Because I feel like, because a lot of people think he played really well against the Gold Coast. I didn't play badly, but I don't think he played really well. Like I think he just did what he needed to do the seven times he was near the ball.
He's only played like five games.
I know, but we still need to judge it on the same spectrum as all the other guys.
I'd like to see him get a proper shot. Like Phoenix Spicer, right?
Oh no.
I can't believe it. No. I never thought I'd say that.
Are we really dissolving into Phoenix Spicer chat?
I say that name again.
Oh, no.
But hear me out.
Tell the listeners to hear that, Marnie. Please
guys,
don't turn
out,
off,
hear
guys.
Me out, hear me out. He played, what, six or seven games, a chunk of six or seven games in a row last season. Useless, absolutely useless.
Yeah.
And at the end of that period, I'm like, you're useless and you should never play again.
Okay.
No offence to Phoenix if you're listening, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that won't hurt his feelings
and
at all.
And to any Phoenix Spicer
fans.
Might be listening.
Yeah. Dylan. I'd been too close to
Dylan.
A flag. We're talking to you, Dylan. He sounds like someone who would like Phoenix Spicer. Yeah.
If you like Aiden Bonner, that's Aiden Bonner territory. Anyway, we love you, Dylan.
Love you, Aiden.
So if we haven't really seen that from Dawson, and when he did play, he was drafted mid-year the year before. He played, you know, three or four games. He actually played quite well enough to earn himself another contract. He's obviously done enough to earn himself another contract this year. Whether that's a backup or not, I don't know, but I think that we owe it to him to just give him a chance. Give him especially with Griff sidelined for the first half of the year, we've got to experiment.
That is true,
it's
but
unlikely,
I'm not sure.
It's unlikely. I don't want to say that we won't because we may. Miracles have happened. Oh. It's unlikely we're going to challenge for the eight this year, okay?
Yes.
That's why I said unlikely but not impossible because you just don't know AFL football. So use that opportunity. Use this time to sift through Biggie and Toby and Cal.
Here's a question.
Okay.
So you've got, I'd say, we can both agree, Aiden Core and Charlie Coleman are probably our two main key defenders next year, right?
Yes.
Who, other than Griff because he's out, who's the next guy you would have in to give that chance to first?
I'd have Pink in first.
Toby Pink.
I just think the mature body, and I know that he hasn't had AFL experience, but he is a bigger body. He's had a bit more time floating around in the professional system, being obviously the SANFL and the VFL.
Mm.
He was signed to Sydney's list previously.
As a
forward, but there's obviously something, there's enough there that I think we need to give him a chance.
I agree.
And I think he is someone that could, I mean, I think I agree with you that Chom and Core, they are our starting 1-2 next year.
Mm.
Well, this year, it's 2024 now.
Right, sure, it is.
But I'd like to, I think all of them. I think Biggie, I'd be happy to say, is a longer term project. I don't have an issue with that. But the other two, I think they need that chunk of time because I don't think we can have both of them on the list this time next year.
I mean, there's definitely not enough room for all of these guys. I think Callum Dawson as well, along with Biggie and Toby Pink, could absolutely get in the team. I don't think any of them.
They have to.
Well, we can't. Well, imagine playing with all five of them. That would be unreal. But I think people will get their chances. And I think all of them deserve a chance. I'm 100%. Not saying Callum Dawson doesn't at all. I just think maybe out of all of those, I think he's the least likely to be able to hold his spot.
Okay.
I think the other guys have more potential than him. So
I don't think that's unreasonable. I would just want him to, you know, have the chance to prove himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
I
that too.
I think he deserves that.
I think my ranking there was more on like, can I see them staying in the team and where I think maybe their potential could be. I don't think Callum Dawson's going to be that player that's ever in the 22 and you know he's in the 22.
Okay. You don't see him there at the end of the season? Okay.
No, I don't.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you, Liv, for that one. Here we go. We've got Gobshites Anonymous here sending in a voice message.
Right,
two voice messages. Let's listen to these.
Hello there, Jossie Ladd. It's Gobshites Anonymous here, checking in from Geraldton, Western Australia.
Just wanted to make you aware
that last Sunday morning at my local markets, some unknown scallywag was flogging off Marnie merch for $20 a pop, mostly T-shirts and stubby holders. There is definitely a market here for this kind of paraphernalia, and let me tell you, I didn't buy any out of respect, but I thought I'd let you know. Keep up the good work now. Gobshite.
Well, so there's counterfeit Marnie merch over in Western Australia at the market. How do you feel about that, Marnie?
I can't believe they've gone for the stubby holders. I don't even drink.
Well, but the fans drink. And the fans
cheers
drink with
to,
you now.
Cheers to you guys.
That's wild. I think we need to send an entire team over there to shut this operation down because I'm
Have
not
fun.
Having that.
Have fun.
We could be profiting off this right now and we're not, Marnie. I've been saying we need Marnie merch. What's the hold up?
Live show.
Oh, live show.
If you want Marnie merch.
Yeah, that's true.
Let Josh know and we'll see what we can do for the live show.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I've just agreed to that.
There you go. This is now in the ether. It's in the internet and that is an official statement. That's as good as a signed document to me. Marnie merch confirmed at the live podcast.
You got a lot of work to do. We've got 6 weeks.
That's true. That is true. But second message from Mr. Gobshites Anonymous.
Oh, and my hot take for season 2024 is that Aiden Corr will finish in the top six in the BNF. Unfortunately, CCJ will play less than six games. There is no hope for the big fella. He's utter garbage.
Right, let's turn this one off.
Keep up the good work now. Gun records. Gobshite.
I like that guy.
No.
Girl, Martian, alien, whatever.
No, I hate him. No. I've never heard a worse take.
I've never heard a hotter take.
No. This take, this take is hot because he's wrong. This take is hot. Oh, I want to say something wild. CCJ will be more entrenched in the 22 than Aiden Corr will be by the end of the year. I don't even know if I believe that. But I'm sticking by it.
I'm giving you nothing.
CCJ is one of my guys and I believe in him still. This is the last year I'm going to believe in him if he doesn't do it this year, but I'm backing CCJ.
That's fine. You can back CCJ and appreciate Corr at the same time.
I've given Aiden Corr his praises enough. All right. Another year, keep it going, Aiden.
Yeah.
But you're on thin ice, young
man. That was a great take, just to go back to that take, although I don't agree with it. I don't think Aiden Corr will finish in the top six of the BNF.
If Aiden Corr finishes in the top six in the BNF, we are definitely last on the ladder.
No, we're not. You don't know what he's going to produce this year, given the opportunity.
Maybe
he's the one that's going to get the All-Australian blazer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No.
I don't believe
that. No, you don't believe that. We'll keep...
I just wanted the reaction. I got exactly what I was after.
We will keep an eye on Aiden Corr through the season. We've got our bet. And I would love Aiden Corr to be an All-Australian backman. Our defense.
Not with that attitude, he will be.
Our
guys,
defense
he will be.
Scares me.
In a good way.
No, in an awfully
very imposing.
Nothing good about it, except for Chom. Look, I think Anikor played really well, and if he keeps playing the way he did and is consistent, then I'm more than happy to get Marnie dinner. But I've just seen a lot of a different side of him for the years before he had those
it's
good
time
2 months.
Time to start manifesting. Put positive vibes out into the universe. Aiden Cole, all Australian.
North Melbourne
Aiden
drained Cole, any positive vibe out of me.
Aiden Cole, all Australian. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Well, thank God this is the last take. From a podcast favourite, actually, Marnie, Big Ant.
Big Ant.
Big Ant is back, and gentlemen. And he's got an incredibly hot take for everybody. Strap in for this one.
I'm ready.
Big Ant may or may not be making a live appearance at the live show.
Stop giving away all the intel.
Well, this is how you get them to buy the tickets, Marnie. He's the number one draw card. It goes Big Ant, Marnie, Chom. No, it's a lie. Big Ant's at the bottom. All right. Anyway.
Big Ant, if you're listening.
Big Ant is back. Here is the hottest take I've ever heard in my entire life. So here we go.
G'day, knackers, and to all the shin boners, part of the better Northern Suburbs team with the beautiful game we call Aussie Rules. It's your favourite wet toaster, the band Bishop at the barbershop, Big Ant coming in with a couple of fuego takes for your 2024 season. First off the ranks, I feel like with the amount of attacking midfielders and forwards you guys recruited, it's going to leave your boy, whatever his name is, up forward, down to 50 goals this season. Also, you picked up the wrong big boy from WA to be your defender. Don't get it twisted. Riley Hardman's going to be a great player for you, but I think he was the wrong one. As always, love you all. See you all round 13. And don't forget, Adam Simpson will be forever remembered as a West Coast Premiership coach before a North Melbourne player. Love you.
And that's hot.
That is hot. That's the Simo one's probably the hottest.
Well, let's dissect all these first. So, Larky, 50 goals or under.
I don't mind that call because I think if that was the case, it would be a benefit to us.
It probably means someone else is also kicking goals.
Yeah, exactly. So unless as a team we score more goals.
Well, we would like to score 100 points in a game. It's been that a long time. Nice. We did one last. It was round 23. Actually, yeah. We're in form right now. We're on a streak.
We're currently on a streak
of scoring 100 points in games.
Right.
So that's fantastic. I think Larky might kick in the 60s. I reckon he'll be in the
60s. I don't think he'll kick as many as he kicked in 2023, but I do think that he'll still have a really solid year.
Oh, absolutely.
I think 60-plus is an excellent return. Considering we're probably going to be somewhere down the bottom once again.
That is true. Okay, well, I mean, Big Ant's just jealous that Oscar Allen is not the player that Nick
I would like someone to take some of those goals off him though. So I think I don't think that would be a bad – that doesn't necessarily mean a bad outcome for the club. Do you know what I mean?
Did we draft the wrong Western Australian?
I'm disappointed that we didn't go harder for Curtin.
Mm.
I think we definitely could have made a play, the way Adelaide obviously did, and they kind of interjected themselves.
How thrilled did he look to go to Adelaide as well?
I would be thrilled. I think that's incredibly ungrateful for Dan Curtin.
I know. He just looked so deadpan to me.
I love Adelaide.
Mm,
what a city. Anyone from Adelaide?
Is
there
anything
place.
But the Mount Barker fish and chips? I've heard they're really good.
It's everything without... Mount Barker fish and chips just adds to
okay,
it.
Okay, so that's
the
cherry on top.
The people of Adelaide are the most amazing, nicest people.
I've seen some things in Adelaide.
I love it there. It's great.
Okay, well, Marnie's moving to Adelaide.
I'm not.
Okay.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news, I'm not moving to Adelaide.
Further north is the number one fake news source around here. You know, everyone knows that.
I do love Adelaide.
Well, that is true.
I think that we definitely should have gone harder because we had the picks.
How will your boy Callum Dawson get more minutes if
mate, if we had Dan Curtin, I wouldn't be worried about Cal Dawson.
All right,
he's not one of my guys.
Well, what about the last take then?
No offense, Cal Dawson.
Last take then, hottest, the spiciest take. Adam Simpson will be known as a West Coast Premiership coach before a North Melbourne Premiership play.
Maybe in Perth because it's such a bubble.
Yeah, over in bloody. You know, that's why we sent you guys over there.
I've lived in Perth and it is so far away from the rest of society.
Are they Australians still over there or is it something
else?
Yeah, questionable. Mm. Love all my WA listeners, by the way, guys. I apologise. I love you all.
Beautiful city. But
I've heard it is nice.
It is beautiful and I was a Perthy for a hot minute there.
Oh, that sounds perfect. This, Marnie, is the content that Further North podcast listeners come here for. Okay?
Poor things.
That was the Jack Marnie of puns. Okay. No, Adam Simpson will never be known as he'll be known as the guy who brought West Coast back to the bottom of the ladder over there. Adam Simpson is always a North Melbourne great and premiership player and captain first.
Yes.
And then anything he did over there, I guess maybe I'll get reminded of because I work with Big Ant, but that's about all.
He won't let you forget it.
Wait till we get Simo back, you know. We could put him in our midfield alongside Wardlaw right now. I think he'd still
probably
do all right.
Still do a good job.
Unbelievable. Well, there are all the voice messages.
Thank you, everyone, for sending those in.
Thank you to everyone for sending those in. That was fantastic. Gobshites, I look forward to consistent messages from you, updates on Marnie merch throughout the season when we do this more often. I'm planning to do voice messages after all of the games as well to get your reaction to
the North Hotline.
Exactly.
Ring, ring.
Marnie's going to be sending in a voice messages every week. You're going to know what she thinks of the game. Angry rant. Yeah, yeah.
This is the first I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. No, you are. Okay. And people want to know what you think about the games, Marnie. You're too popular. This is the problem.
Thank you, everyone. It's very sweet.
That is very nice. We do have more hot takes, though, but we are going to maybe rapid fire them because that went for longer than I thought.
All right, let's do it.
We've got some on Instagram and on, what's the other thing called? Facebook. That's the one. The metaverse. So we've got the Shinboners underscore pod. Shout out to them as well, a new North Melbourne podcast. Go and have a listen if you have not. And also Bailey Tyson underscore both say Braden George kicks 30 goals in 2024. Quick fire, Marnie. Do you think this is happening? What do you think?
No.
Well, we wanted some more spice there. That's very, very underwhelming. Okay.
No. I don't know. I know that there's so much hype around him, but we haven't seen anything in action yet.
That's true. And when we were talking about all those like half forwards before, we didn't even say Braden George's name. All reports he's training with the half backs as well.
Do you know who else is going up forward?
Who?
One
Callum Coleman-Jones.
One H. Greenwood. We'll be spending more time up forward this year.
Hopefully in the ruck as well, because
all Australian ruckmen.
We know what our ruck situation is like.
We need that desperately.
Yeah, I can't believe no one put in Hugh Greenwood, all Australian ruckman. Well, I haven't read through all of these yet, but we'll see. We've got a couple of combined ones as well here.
Okay.
I got to read these names out. Gorringe Xavier, Gorringe, I'm assuming. Underscore Ben Hunter underscore, and also Jim Five Tevens. Jim Stevens says they all say Chom is basically going to be all Australian top 10 in our best and fairest. So Xavier's got top 5 in BNF, Ben's got top 10, and Jim has Chom all Australian. How are we feeling about all of this?
Big hype around Chom.
I don't think he'll be all Australian, but and I don't think defenders get the love in the BNF, but I reckon I would reword some of these and be like, he will be in our top 5. He'll be in our 5 most important players in the team.
I think he could finish top 10 in the BNF.
Maybe top 10, maybe. But if your fullback is maybe doing that, I don't. It's maybe suggests we're not doing quite as well.
Scott Thompson says hi.
Hello, Scott.
Robbie Tarrant.
Yeah, that's true. Aiden Core. Anyway, we're rapid firing these. Gems underscore LDU as a breakout, injury-free year, and polls well in the Brownlow.
Yes. He really has. We really need to get his body right.
Yeah.
Because he's due for a massive year.
Mm. No, I absolutely agree.
I think that's
agree.
A really great take.
Jim Stevens also says North finish 13th.
I'd love that. I would love to finish 13th.
Yeah, that would be wild.
The bar's clearly not very high. I would love to finish 13.
Jim sent a bunch in here. Oh, my God. He also says, we will struggle in ruck because CCJ and Jerry are useless. I believe in CCJ. We know this. Not maybe as a ruckman, though, but I reckon he'll get a lot of opportunities in the ruck because Jerry is quite average. CCJ is definitely a better ruckman than Tristan Jerry. There's no debate, and a better forward. So
he's a better player.
He's a much better player. So hot take, but also cold in some aspects.
I hope that I personally don't think I'll ever have the turnaround on Sherry the way I have on Core, because I really didn't like Core at the start of last year. But I hope that I do have a change of heart with Sherry. Like, I hope
I absolutely
do
as well.
If there's one player that I'm like so desperate to prove me wrong is Sherry.
Because it's such an important
this year.
It's not, I don't think the ruckman is the most important position, but it's an important position to have a player in that can contribute.
Yes, the ruckman is not what it
what
once
it used to
was,
be.
But if you have a good ruckman, the way they can change a game.
A modern ruckman. You need a modern ruckman. That's why I think someone like even when Chom went in the ruck, his agility to be able to get on the ground and get the ball or something
Hugh Greenwood.
That was really good. Hugh Greenwood, I think.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
he was actually unbelievable.
We know, Marty. Yeah, he's unbelievable. You're right. I've been saying that about Hugh Greenwood his whole career. I think like Biggie Nguyen in the ruck, I'm all for that. Like, he's going to be able to jump so much higher than everybody else, get the ball to it, get first use to our players. But when the ball hits the ground, guys like that with more agility and skill are going to be able to contribute.
I just don't want him to be gifted games because he is the ruckman.
Yeah, I want Tristan to earn it. And if he earns it, I would like to get on board with Tristan Jerry. But I don't know. I'm just not sold. I'm not sold. I don't think he performed well enough. Didn't perform well enough.
He's rubbish at this stage.
But clearly people see something in him at the club and they know more about football than me. So I'm willing to be open to be changed, but I'm not close to that.
Yeah, no.
Wowee. Okay, more hot takes here. Brock dot underscore child. Fisher will start at halfback but be pushed out to small forward role.
Interesting. That's a really interesting take.
So he'll start back. I wonder why he would then go forward. Maybe.
Well, he is quite a he is a really versatile player. When he came over, when we drafted him during the trade period, a lot of my Carlton mates said that they really it's a big loss for them
and he is
really versatile.
I heard that too.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think that Fisher replaces Shees down back and
Shees
starts, you know, that mid forward role next year.
I think Zerha and Shees are more likely to play maybe that four pocket midfield role. I think he's going to try and link up with Dylan Stevens a lot.
But I've got no issue trialing an error.
Absolutely. 100%. We're still in a development phase. We're not meant to be out of the bottom
four. And Fisher
four.
Playing forward isn't some radical, unbelievable, mind-blowing move.
It's not like putting Jaden Stevenson in the back pocket. Thanks, yeah. David Noble. Okay.
Wow.
Another one from Brighton here. Larky to kick 13 goals in a single game to pass off the dreaded curse. Yes, he can win the Coleman.
Yeah, he could win the Coleman. But I think that – but it that just comes back to – A, not having players taking goals off him, and B, us as a team scoring more.
Yes, absolutely. If he doesn't win the Coleman, but we win more games, obviously that's a much better result.
Because I think we'll score more this year on average than we did last year, but I also think we'll be scored against quite a bit.
I agree. We'll definitely be giving up more points than
last
year.
Be a high attack.
Yeah, all out attack. Wow. Exciting.
Can't
footy.
Wait.
Look how old I'm getting now, Marnie. My birthday, I'm 29 and I've got to lean forward like this to the monitor to be able to see the names. Like when you hold your phone.
Okay, Grandpa.
That'll be me soon. James McPherson, TT and Bull will both re-sign before season's end, citing love of the group and club's direction.
I hope that's correct.
I hope that's correct too. And I think Thomas will re-sign. I think if we win six games, I think Bull will be on the fence to sign. I think if we go past that and perform well, I think he can re-sign. But I don't know. I feel like he's got a bit more swagger and a bit more ego about him, Bull, I think. And I think he wants to be at a bigger club.
I can see this happening. I think it's not just about performing well on field. I think we need stability off field. He obviously re-signed at the end of 2022 when Clarko came
strictly
on board.
Strictly for Clarkson, I think.
And to really be able to, you know, work under Clarko. And then last year was, you know, less than ideal. Mm. And I think last year was just, it was really bad timing because I think we're kind of now like this is year one now.
Mm.
And so I just think I think if we have got a really good structure off field, we've got stability, that will inevitably translate on field at some point. It has to.
And talking to people as well, not that I can confirm or deny any of this, but I've heard that, you know, maybe wasn't the biggest fan of Noble, but loves the environment now and clearly is really pushing to have a great season because of the shape he's in. Is that just because it's a contract year and he wants a big contract? Very possibly, and I think probably more than likely he's doing that for his contract situation more than just because he loves North. And I think most players would probably do that. But I don't know. He could be such an integral part of this team going forward and I hope they both sign, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I hope that and I can see that happening. Yeah. I don't think either of those guys is as black and white, like I said, as it was with Mackay 12 months ago.
Yeah.
So I think it'll really – and I don't think either of them would have made up their minds yet either.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's not in their best interest to make their mind up now anyway. If I was a player, wouldn't you dabble in the market and just see what's out there? You can always just read. I'm sure North will offer both of them contracts, and they should absolutely offer them both contracts. So, you know, it's like a lot of players in the NBA and that sort of stuff. They'll dabble in free agency and all that sort of stuff. And no one signs new deals, like the AFL. It's not like the Premier League where people sign new deals halfway through their contract to keep them. Most players in sports will run down their contract to see where things are at and then make the decision. I think they probably will do that, but I would love both of them to stay. If I could choose now, give them both a five-year deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Max underscore BD23, North to finish 10th to 14th on the ladder.
Even better than the last one.
10th would just...
Ambitious. I like it.
A hot
take.
Put
it out into the universe. It will happen.
I don't know. I think North are bottom four. I think we double our wins, but we're bottom four.
Okay. I could see us. Again, it just depends what comes out.
Mm.
I think this year coming up is even harder than it was to predict last season.
But it's thinking about what teams... Let's not think about where we think North will finish. Who do we think finishes below us?
Yeah, but
and the only one I can basically guarantee is West Coast. Other than that, Fremantle, very, very possibly. Richmond, I don't think they're as bad as people think they're going to be. I think it's Richmond and they've got worse than top four. So people are like, oh, they're so bad now. But I think that's a bit of an overreaction. They've still got very good players.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Gold Coast are awful, by the way. I hope they're bottom four. That'd be so funny. I mean, Jack Marnie's there now, so they could push for the eight. That's true. you know, I don't know many teams around us that are going to be worse than us. That's my problem for putting North further forward.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think if we can take our opportunities, like we all, you know, we had so many almosts this year.
Yeah.
So if we can, and I think next year or this coming season, I should say, I think we're in a better position to, you know, be successful and really take a few more, not all of them, but we probably would win some of those games now than we
Yeah, and that's kind of why I think, like, you know, if we had Clarkson the whole year last year and we lost, what, 8 games by like 2 goals or under? Mm. If we have Clarkson there, do we get 2 or 3 more wins?
Yeah, definitely.
Then we're on 5 or 6. We're roughly where the Hawks are, and then people froth the Hawks for some reason, even though their list is incredibly average. That's another team that I think we could – that was another hot take I did. North will finish above Hawthorn next year.
I could see that.
I think Hawthorn are the most overrated squad in the league because my argument here is – and we won't spend too much time because we've got more hot takes. But my argument here is you look at our top 10 compared to Hawthorn's top 10 players, we have so much more talent.
Yeah.
Like triple the amount of talent they've got. Under the top 10 we've got – maybe not top 10. You know what I'm trying to say. Under that group of really talented players for us, it's pretty rubbish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Hawthorn have a much better solid foundation, but some sprinkles of all Australian talent.
Mm.
So once we get this squad together, we can click so much quicker than them and jump above them easily.
Okay, it just has to click.
Marbior Chole's done nothing in the league, really. Gunston's super old. If he's playing, they must just be injured. Ginnivan screams a player that can't do it unless there's great players around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all they recruited. Why do people think that they're going to be like 10th? I don't get it. I really don't. Anyway, there's another hot take
for
you guys.
We'll wait and see.
Harvey underscore Sutherland. Darcy Tucker to play for the majority of the season. I hate that because I think if Darcy Tucker's in this team, once again, injuries.
Yeah, I
haven't heard a word about Darcy Tucker all preseason. I forgot about Darcy Tucker.
I really like Darcy Tucker.
He seems nice.
But I think he's a...
There's too many other talented players in his
positions. Well, I said this a few times last year. I think he's a short-term solution. So I do agree with you. Mm. I think that if he is playing majority of the season, then either we've got quite a few injuries or quite a few players who are horribly underperforming.
Mm. Okay. Ali Carter on Facebook has a few. We're going to rapid fire these ones. And this is a player that's popping up a lot on people's radars.
Yep.
Finbar, the big Finn.
Love.
Finn, Chom Love and Logue Finbar to become a really good backline for North by the end of the year. Finn in the backline.
There's been a few whispers that he'll get a shot at some stage this year.
We need another key forward so bad though. So like I would be shocked. Look at the depth we've got for key positions. Not that they're all really, really good, but like we've got options to rotate through key defense. Key forwards, it's like CCJ, Finbar, and Zerha, and that's all we've got for another key forward alongside Larky. So I would love him to get a shot. Like, everyone's saying he's tearing the track apart, which is prime. It's January in the AFL preseason. Everyone's in career best form. But, you know, I don't think he gets a game personally.
No, I think he'll play this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that spells good times for North, unfortunately. But if he plays and he's great, obviously.
Give him a shot. Just throw him in the deep end.
Here's another one. McDonald to find his best form. Yes or no?
No.
Ooh, I think yes. I think McDonald's having a bounce back year.
Think about McDonald's best season was 2020, right? Yeah. He won the BNF. He had an excellent year.
Not his best form maybe, but I think he's going to bounce back.
Shorter quarters, shorter season kind of allowed him to excel.
If he's got more support around there though, like having a Stevens.
Do I think he'll have a better season? Yes. I think he's going to come close to his best form? No, respectfully.
Okay. North gets, there's like a percentage by the end of the year of 90%.
No,
I don't think
so. We'll be scored against quite a bit.
Too hot. But that is a hot take.
That is a hot take.
North win 8 games.
Optimistic. I like it.
Yep. A little bit too high for me, but that would be amazing.
I'm manifesting.
Yes.
Yep.
LDU plays all games and comes in the top three of the Brownlow.
Could happen.
If he plays all the games, I don't think it's very rare to see any team near the bottom of the ladder be in the Brownlow votes.
You even think about like Gary Ablett, right, when he won his Brownlow at
Gary Ablett's
the Suns.
Didn't
he win the Brownlow on the back of the Suns' like best season? I think they finished like 11th or 12th or something.
Yeah, well, they were looking good the year after that, I think, and then he got injured. But look, if LDU plays all the games, I think there's a strong chance he could be like top five.
Top 10, yeah.
Top 10, absolutely. I could see if he plays all the games. Top five would be amazing. I think top three is a little bit too much, but the league wants to give it to Dacos so bad. So they'll find a way to manifest that and structure that for Dacos for sure. Braden George and Colby McKercher come 1 and 2 in the Rising Star.
Interesting take.
I don't know if Braden's going to get opportunities at the start of the year.
I could see both of them definitely could be nominated and could poll in the
I think both of them will get a Rising Star nomination. I think Colby can win it, absolutely. I think Colby can win it. I don't think Braden George can. I don't think he'll play enough games.
Okay.
And the position,
well,
his position is.
Still, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't have the update on it, but I know he was injured. He got injured a month ago or so.
Okay.
So I think he'll be right for the season though, but we'll see. I don't think Braden George will play enough games. The other thing is as well, once again, the gluttony of players in his position.
Yeah.
Like
But that's good. We want healthy competition.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it might take votes off him in the Rising Star, that's all. North beat Carlton Good Friday match. We win by more than 6 goals. Yeah, we've talked about this. Marnie's all over it.
I would love to just go to one game this year and like we comfortably win so I can actually
imagine being relaxed at the footy.
Like if we did win a game, I mean, I know we beat the Suns, you know, but we would, you know, by whoever.
Yeah, I mean, it was on the goal. Oh, no, it was in Tassie.
It was in Tassie, but also like we were down. You know, the Suns got out to
imagine having a lead in the first quarter and then sustaining
holding it for the whole four. I mean, that would just be
let's not fly too close to the sun. We know how that ends. Last one from Ali. North has more members than the Bulldogs and gets a membership of 60,000. Not this year, but within three to four years, 100%.
If we can keep climbing and the Dogs keep on keeping on how they are,
I actually agree with that one. Okay, here we go. And the last one, Justin Smith. Korn definitely gives North's youth some compliments, but he caveats that with something like, but they should be good considering the AFL gave them so many top end picks. And then the last one here, Finbar is in our best 22, but then we got Finn Fever. It's unbelievable.
We love Finbar around here.
First take with Corns. That was, I think he's sharing one of mine from the week before.
I could absolutely see that happening.
Yes, I completely, like very cold take because I think it's absolutely going to happen.
Of course.
Kane Corns will say something positive about North's youth, but I do think he'll caveat that with something like, but they should be that because the AFL helped them so much.
I definitely could see that.
But he's your mate, so hey.
I think the key to Kane Corns is I can give some unsolicited advice to everyone listening. Stop taking what he says so seriously.
Yes, I think that is.
And also,
that is true.
If you strip back the sensationalization of his delivery, a lot of what he says has merit.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think though he definitely turns it on for North specifically. for the Horn Francis
which
stuff.
Which is weird. I just think that's a bit strange.
Yeah, I think I agree with all of that, but I really believe, and I know everyone will think this, but I think North fans have much more evidence to suggest this is true than any other club. He dials that up against us much more than
like,
the other
let's
teams.
Let's just move on. Who gives a toss about Jason Horn Francis?
I know, I agree.
Literally could not care less.
I don't disagree, but I hope he gets booed this year. The second one.
Move on. Move on, Josh.
No, I'm clingy. Finbar in our best 22.
I don't know if it'll be a lock, but I could definitely see him spending some time in the senior side.
Incredibly hot take from Josh. Maybe he'll get Callum Dawson minutes or something like that. Like, you know.
He'll get some time.
Yeah.
I think he is a best. I think I can see him.
He wasn't even drafted though. He was a rookie selection. So
was Cam Zerha once upon a time.
I know. But I'd say it's a much more likely chance he probably doesn't play.
So was Kane Turner multiple times.
Oh, Marnie.
I miss Kane Turner.
Okay, we're shutting this off now. I've had enough. We've talked about Aiden Cole. We've talked about Aiden Bonner. Talked about Phoenix Spicer. If we're dissolving into this sort of chat.
I wonder what Robbie Nahas is up to.
Okay. Well, I'm turning this off immediately. And we need to go because this is out of control.
Thanks, everyone, for sending those in. That was fun.
For your hot takes. That was actually really, really good. Like I said, we're going to do more of this throughout the year. Please send your voice messages in. Don't be shy. Furthernorthpod@gmail.com. Very, very easy. Just record a voice message on your phone and email it. That's the only way I can download them. And yeah, it's going to be a thing throughout the season. More hot takes, but then also game reactions from all the favourites, and we'll put
Further North
fans
hotline.
In too. Further North Hotline, late night calls, seduction, all that sort of stuff. Be like, hi, North fans.
Josh needs some help with his plant.
No, the plant looks fine, Marnie.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't. If anyone's got any hot gardening tips for Josh and his plant, it's looking a little bit sad. Send those through as well.
If anyone knows how to garden, I will employ you, please.
I'm not even employed here, so.
No, you do this voluntarily, which is more of an indictment on yourself, Marnie, I think. Yeah, thank you for the hot takes. I don't think we've got anything more to talk about. We'll just talk about the live show again, I guess, for those.
Stay tuned. We will let you guys know when tickets are available.
Tickets will come out for that. Sunday sesh, hangout, drinks. Charlie Combin will come along. Season previews, we're going to play some games, have a lot of fun, and we can all meet you guys and hang out in Kensington at Bonehead Brewing. Thank you to Anthony, who runs Bonehead as well, for having us down. So, yeah, more to come with that. We'll announce it all. If you follow anything, you'll see it. Don't worry.
If you don't follow anything, what are you doing?
Following. What are my socials, Marnie?
Further North Pod.
True, that is true. On Instagram and Twitter, or X, Further North Podcast on Facebook.
And YouTube
is doing well me as well. We're filming it now for those who don't know. So please go over to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the video. Don't know why we like the video. I think it means it gets it in front of more people's
don't
face.
Don't ask questions.
Just do it. It takes like a second.
Just do it.
But I also don't really like people's videos on YouTube that I watch all the time. But please do it for me because I'm really friendly. So that should get them, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. What else do I do? Spotify, Apple. It's all over there. Whatever. Who cares?
We're everywhere. Can't escape us.
Yeah, we are massive. Thank you to everybody for listening once again and sending the voice messages. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Thank you for coming back on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Still not sick of me.
No, but it's well on its way. It's well on its way. I've had it up to here with you so far. There's too much Kane Turner talk. You brought up Phoenix Spicer. No, don't give me that. Don't shrug. No, don't shrug. All right. That's the content you only get on YouTube, guys, to see Marnie's reaction just then. So if you're just listening and you haven't got on YouTube, get on YouTube.
Get on YouTube, guys.
That is all.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
enjoy
Josh.
This podcast.
Also, send Josh a happy birthday message.
Yes. Oh, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Happy birthday.
I turned 29. It was on the 10th of January. But we partied last night for it. Maybe I'll – I can't share the Goon of Fortune video on the podcast.
Don't do that.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Anyway, thank you. If anyone says happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Marnie. I'll get back to everyone as quick as I can. I am slow on the DMs. Everyone knows that, but I apologize every time. Okay, I'm tired. I'm going to go have a nap because I'm not feeling well.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. See you next time.